similar to the level of awareness of things is awareness of people. And I say similar because often we relate to people as things. We relate to people in relation to ourselves. We relate to people in terms of what we get from them, or what they give to us, or what we need from them, what we take from them. Well, what we're giving, but what we're expecting from that. But we can start to notice how we relate to others, both in our everyday life, but also in our meditation practice. The metta bhavana is a perfect practice for this noticing, particularly the second, third, and fourth stages. It's a practice of cultivating or encouraging loving kindness. But I often think of it as a practice of noticing, well, what is my response? What is my response when I bring to mind a good friend? My response in my heart, in my body, in my mind? And what is my response when I bring to mind a neutral person, someone I don't know very well? What's my response when I bring to mind a difficult person, someone that I don't like very much? And actually, these three different stages are related to the three, sometimes called the root poisons in Buddhism, the things that drive us, that create suffering in the world, that create the sense of unsatisfactoriness: craving, ignorance or delusion, and hatred or aversion. So we're working with craving when we bring to mind a good friend, that sense of leaning in, of going towards. And we're moving towards purifying this moving towards, not in a grasping way, but in an open-hearted, freeing way. When we bring to mind a neutral person, someone that we don't know very well, we're dealing with ignorance or delusion or disinterest. So it can be mistaken for a neutrality, but actually it's probably a bit more like boredom or not caring. So how can we move towards an open-heartedness? Not of grasping or pushing away, but of being with that person. And in the fourth stage, when we bring to mind a difficult person, we're working with that quality of aversion. We can feel that. What happens in my body when I bring to mind this person? Is there a tightening? Is there frustration? And how can we move away from that feeling of pushing away? Again, towards this feeling of open-heartedness, not of grasping, but of allowing them to be just as they are. So this awareness of others, awareness of other people, we're actually practicing quite deeply within ourselves. What does it feel like to not make another person what we want them to be? We're not trying to get something from them. Can we allow them to be as they are? Can we be mindful and aware and respond spontaneously rather than from an expected place of how we think they should be or how we want them to be?